Lucia Wednesday. Covington County Sheriff Dennis Meek says the body of 49-year-old Bruce Nelson was found in the 7,000 block of Brooklyn Road. Meek says the case is being treated as a homicide. And a new public park opened in downtown Montgomery Thursday, honoring civil rights icon Rosa Parks. Lower Dexter Park is located where a department store, the Montgomery Fair, was located. Rosa Parks worked as a seamstress in that store. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what do we got here? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home auto with Progressive. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, don't you think? I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
How do you Friday? Whether you're trying to firm up, slim down, feel better, or simply take a break, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. And with our $5 Fridays, you can Friday with a purpose. 32-ounce smoothies are just $5, and 32-ounce meal replacements are just $6. All blends, all flavors, all Friday. So how do you Friday? Friday like a king. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Participating locations, some restrictions may apply.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The NBA draft begins.
First Lady Melania Trump made a surprise visit to a detention center for migrant children separated from their parents in McAllen, Texas. But it's her attire that's getting attention.
The bill that failed in the U.S. House would have made deep cuts to legal immigration, directed billions of dollars to build a border wall, and kept families together through the detention process.
Manhattan judge ruling the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was unconstitutionally structured, in effect violating the separation of powers.
Toronto police have arrested 70 people in a wide-ranging crackdown on members of a street gang.
More protests in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with residents calling for an investigation into the police shooting of an unarmed black teenager.
Charles Krauthammer has died.
The rollout in Fort Worth, Texas of the first F-35 jet fighter for Turkey.
The House did pass a sweeping farm bill.
The Dow dropped 196 points. The Nasdaq fell 68 points.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now,
Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. If you're a first-time caller, you can get in the Fresh Market $50 gift card. If you're just a caller in general and you'll talk to us, then we'll put your name in for this Wheat Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value. I want to tell you something. It is great. I'm going to head down there tomorrow, but from everything I'm seeing, Chilton County peaches, great blueberries, and then they've got these wonderful cantaloupes. Gosh, I just forgot. I got to get down. I might have to go down there today to get that for a little drink I want to make. But they have got fresh squash, slocum tomatoes, watermelons. They've got it all. And then, of course, if you want to eat there, my recommendation, and I believe Joey would second this, the Cuban sandwich.
Ooh, yeah.
Makes me want to go to Cuba. Let's go to the phones and go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, last night I got into the house kind of late and turned the TV on. They was talking about the coat or something that Mrs. Trump was wearing, and they was all disturbed. That lady, Congress lady from Texas, she was all up in the air about it, and I never did hear any more about it.
Well, let me do this. Jerry, let me go to the clips here.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and listen to him.
Okay, thanks. Let's see. I think it was Peter Alexander that did the coat thing. Wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to blend a story here. Yeah, let's do the Peter Alexander cut three. Listen in.
But the president saw one tweeting that it's a reference to the fake news media. Melania has learned how dishonest they are, and he writes, she truly no longer cares.
Peter, I mean, there is a long history of looking at first ladies and trying to interpret what they wear or criticize. I mean, in this case, there was a message. It was written in black and white right on the back of the jacket. I mean, what do we know about what she was trying to say? The president says she was trying to go after the media.
Yeah, I think honestly, Savannah, nobody knows exactly what to make of it, but speak to anybody who knows Melania Trump and they will tell you nothing the former model does is accidental. I reached out to her office overnight to see if they had any additional comment responding to the president's explanation of that message. They have said nothing more. One interesting note here, even after this controversy erupted, blowing up on Twitter, as you likely saw, Melania Trump put the jacket back on just in time for the cameras when she returned here to Washington, D.C.
So there's something written on her jacket. The jacket was green. It looked like it would be white paint on a chalkboard type thing. And I don't care anymore, do you? And so there's another piece that you're going to get that Trump said it was about the press, and Melania kind of said, no, it's kind of just the way I feel. But we'll get to that a little bit more here. Let's see, where were we there before we got off on that thing? Did we finish the Fox and Friends?
I don't believe we do. We need to go.
Okay, let's do the document. Rosenstein, yeah, that's right. Rosenstein and the document request.
And Charlie, the fact that Rod Rosenstein will not release the stuff that Congress wants to see just so they can figure out why did this get started in the beginning? Because it does look to many on the political right, and you mentioned a couple of names that have been at the forefront of this. It looks like the FBI has redacted a bunch of stuff.
That's
because
right.
it makes them look bad. They're not going to hand them over the documents because it started on a flimsy premise.
No one should be above the law. And what you're seeing here is you see a level of government bureaucrats and agents that allow their political bias to get directly into their work. And then when they get challenged, they say, how dare you challenge our work or the integrity of the FBI? The thing that I found most disgusting about the IG report was the one sentence, after all these findings, right, the integrity of the FBI is still intact. Are you kidding me? You received gifts, right, in exchange with reporters. There, you have text messages of senior level FBI agents saying, no, don't worry, we'll stop it. And the integrity of the FBI is still intact? I don't think so. And the President of the United States was correct in firing Comey last spring, and this Mueller investigation should be ended completely and totally.
Now, it really, when you start, and we're going to play the Rudy Giuliani part of this whole thing. I mean, when you really think about this, I mean, the whole deal of what Mueller, that you've got Comey, who said under oath in front of Congress, the reason I did the memo and released it is so there would be a special prosecutor, special counsel done. I mean, he said that was his intent of doing it, which tells me, did he write it in such a way and release it in such a way that that was the purpose versus the purpose of what really happened? And did he do that because he knew what had happened? He knew the sequence of events and that Jeff Sessions would have to recuse himself. Rosenstein would be there. McCabe would be there. And he was thinking everybody could kind of guard the doors. Little did he know his IG was going to come up with the text. And then the other documentation that was there. So to me, what he was doing is like, okay, well, we got all this stuff there. I was in charge of it. He fires me. But I need to get a special counsel there to freeze out Jeff Sessions and to slow walk this whole thing. I really believe that's what he was trying to do. And I think he knows every single step of this whole deal. Because how do you do a counterintelligence investigation by the FBI, a domestic surveillance service, on a candidate for president of the United States? And their opponent is are people that are going in and doing the Hillary Clinton rallies, his daughter and wife. I can tell you, I've been around politics enough to know you don't have a daughter and wife that are all for one person and you're for the other. That is just not likely at all. So this notion that James Comey was a Republican is preposterous to me. So, with that, and I haven't laid that predicate out, and I really think that's where we're going to find, having laid that predicate out, let's listen to Rudy. Now, Rudy, a little bit of Rudy goes a long way. And you got to kind of take him with a grain of salt, but you need to listen to what he's actually telling you. So let's listen in.
When you read the IG report with these really dishonest people, and I was never a deep state guy. Let me tell you, we got some bad people that are doing bad things. But when you read that IG report about how she got away with what she got away with, it's a disgrace. It's a total disgrace.
Nobody else would have gotten away with it. The president was right earlier today talking about the DOJ Inspector General's report on the Clinton mail probe. Joining us now with reaction, President Trump's attorney, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, you on this program long before you laid out 16, 17 or 18. I don't remember the exact number of specific crimes. It's all corroborated. Nobody's saying she didn't do these things. The evidence is overwhelming. That's not even in dispute. It's irrefutable. But they gave her a pass. They did something they'd never do for any other American.
The case was fixed corruptly. We now know that. And we're way beyond that. We're now in a situation much worse than that. And I have to tell you, I'm very, very gratified because I believe that this is the end of Mueller's investigation effectively. And the President of the United States, my friend, and a great president who's off to a terrific start, is going to be vindicated that this is a witch hunt with no evidence and nothing else but a bunch of people who hate him, hate Republicans, hate anything that he stands for, and vowed to get him no matter what. And they have now been caught. The texts are there. You can read them. You have to be an idiot not to realize they're totally biased. And the Mueller investigation is built around them. Strzok, after all, was the lead investigator that Mueller selected. Now it turns out that there are two of the unnamed people who were texting equally horrible things about the president with an equal amount of bias are presently part, I believe this is correct, although this isn't just a report, they may be part of the Mueller team. We will not know that until Mueller is investigated. As I said the other night, the investigators now need to be investigated if we're going to see justice here. And I'd be darned if we're going to go forward with any kind of cooperation with them if I think there's any doubt that these people are trying to frame him. And I'm beginning not only to doubt it, I'm beginning to believe it.
I'm kind of with him on that. I mean, if you've got five people and you did have two others, they're on the Mueller team, and then you have all the Democrats over there, and the only people that kind of, well, Mueller's a Republican. I don't know if Mueller's a Republican or not.
Yeah, no Republicans dislike Donald Trump.
Really? Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. How's y'all?
It's been good. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. If you take a look back at this whole Clinton email thing, who are the only people that have gotten in trouble? They gave immunity to all of her associates and pretty much let her have a pass. And then they used those emails to entice some of Trump's associates with dirt. And those are the only people in the whole situation that have faced legal trouble.
Well, let me kind of give that back to you in another way. If they would not have given what is in essence a blanket immunity to Cheryl Mills and Uba Abedin by saying, whatever you say, as long as you tell us the truth, it's okay with us. Because then if you would have entrapped, if you would have done what Strzok did to Flynn, to them, they would be sitting there rolling on Hillary Clinton. Uba Abedin probably not, because I think Uba Abedin actually had a romantic affection towards Hillary Clinton.
Well, probably so. But you think about it, Strzok pretty much closes the email situation.
Yep.
And then at the same time, he's off to London to start the Trump investigation. And that really all was based on offering some of their people dirt on Hillary. So they used the you know, Clinton enriches herself with that private server doing her covert business. And then they use those same emails as bait to entrap the Trump people. I mean, it's...
Well, now, you're talking about two separate emails. Now, there's emails that were on her server and how she handled that in the document search that they came up with. That's one set of emails. The other set of emails are the WikiLeaks emails that are the Podesta emails.
Well, yeah, but in general, you know, they were offering emails to the Trump people or dirt, but...
Right, but they weren't offering what was on her server. They were operating... They were offering... We're not sure what they're offering.
Maybe not, but the whole situation revolved around Clinton's dirty dealings, and, you know, they get a pass, and then they entrap the Trump people over the same information, basically.
And I think that if you get down to that point, and that's what you find out, that Strzok was leaning towards Clinton and very aggressive towards Trump, I think that's your argument that the Mueller investigation is nothing. They need to go back and redo the Clinton investigation.
Right. But let me ask you one more question off subject. Sure. When's the runoff?
July the... Let's see.
17th?
I can add it up in my head. The 3rd is a 17th, is it? Yeah.
17th.
Because 3rd, 10th, 17th.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Do you
talk to John? If you talk to John DeBow, tell him he almost got a write-in vote for the 2nd congressional district. I couldn't vote for either one of those, and I was thinking of who was the one person that wouldn't go up there and pad their pockets and lie to us. And I said, John DeBow.
John DeBow was your candidate, huh?
Yeah, we may not always agree with John, but if you meet him in person, he's one of the nicest guys.
He's a nice guy.
A great guy. Yeah.
I'm sure he is, but they wouldn't let me write it in, so I had to just take a pass. So anyway, y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, David. I appreciate you, buddy. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
To do. Each night I pray you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've added rooms or large appliances to your home, have breakers that trip, or if your home is over 20 years old, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't risk your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for expert electrical service. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole home surge protection system at no additional charge with your panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. With upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options, why wait? Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for complete details or visit us online today. Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Mr. Sandman is back in our permanent stores just in time to introduce some amazing new mattresses from Serta, Sutherland, Jameson, and the luxurious collection from my good friends, Drew and Jonathan Scott from HGTV. Okay, I met them at a book signing. Many of our most popular mattresses are back, including the Pure Tadalay Bliss Latex mattresses and Scandinavian Latex and Memory Foam sets. Most products we carry are unique to this area and are discounted every day. Mr. Sandman also offers a large selection of adjustable bases at the lowest prices around. We are overstocked on headboards and luxury pillows, so they are all on sale at huge discounts off internet prices, including some plush memory foam pillows for $25. Your child will love one. We do sell box springs, both lower profile and regular heights. For a no-pressure, pleasant shopping experience, visit us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 next to the Citgo station, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2018 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with EyeSight and Steering Responsive Headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Save $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 48 months at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Outback 3.6R Touring JDL Option 31 MSRP 40,880.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
You always said that I'd be back again. 272-9228, that's where we are. Friday mix is always so good.
And now I find you're not alone.
Okay, let's go back to Rudy talking about Mueller investigation, and he says it's tainted. And I, in the way he presents this, I'm in agreement. We do need more information, though.
The very people that rigged Hillary's investigation when she committed felonies, she should have been indicted. Any other? Tell that to Christian Saucier. Then they initiated. As soon as this was complete, they initiated this Trump-Russia witch hunt. The very same people. Let's talk about it being tainted from the get-go and whether or not it's illegitimate from the get-go.
I believe that this investigation is very, very close to being able to be thrown out. Anything they do, including the Manafort indictment, including the pursuit of Mr. Cohen, and certainly any kind of process they would issue to the President of the United States, they're in jeopardy of having the whole thing thrown out on the fact that Strzok began it. Strzok began it with total bias. They've never produced any evidence of anything, and they're at the point now where they have a group of people, undetermined yet how many, who have an equal amount of bias against the president, and they've been working on this for a year and a half, and they have nothing. There is no evidence of collusion. Let me emphasize this. President Trump said from the beginning, I did nothing wrong. I did not collude, if whatever the heck that means, with the Russians. I never talked to them. I never saw them. I never had anything to do
with
them.
And he also said one other thing. And these were in Comey's notes, so exculpatory. He said, but if anybody around me did, oh, you need to go after that.
And he did say that to Comey. But now, this thing where they're going back in time and saying, well, Trey Gowdy said, well, he's just doing what he asked them to do. Well, no, that was in February the 3rd, I think. No, February the 14th. It's in February. But this thing started July, we know for a fact, but it could have started earlier. We see some evidence of May. But when you look at this thing, it just looks like an absolute setup. Okay, so Rudy is going to be talking about Comey. Comey used to work for Rudy. I bet that was an interesting two to see standing next to each other. Assistant M.
I want to ask you about this. Apparently on February 28th, I did not know this till today, you spoke with the Inspector General Michael Horowitz about saying, well, we have a surprise towards the end of the campaign, and you explained what it was. I happen to actually be somebody that can be called as a witness for you, because you talked about that speech, and you said, oh, we're thinking about taking out an hour, tell me if I'm wrong, on Sunday night to air. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. 20 minutes. It was going to be on, I believe, the Friday night before the campaign, following the Reagan script, in which he was going to give a speech to the American people. I happened to show it to the FBI agents. It's in my iPhone, including a text forth.
Why didn't you bleach bit it, destroy it into itsy bitsy pieces like Hillary? That would have...
Because I'm not a crook like Hillary. That's why.
Okay, good answer.
Because I respect the rule of law. And actually, I probably would have, but I kind of like the speech.
Well, it's funny because I remember you were advocating very strongly for it. And at one point, I think it was going to happen, if I remember correctly.
Instead, they turned parts of it into three or four commercials in the battleground states. And actually, in retrospect, they made the right political decision. And I was probably too tied to my speech and would have pushed for it. They also thought I got leaks from FBI agents about Comey and about what Comey was going to do. If you had listened to my criticisms of Comey, who the heck around Comey would ever have leaked to me? I mean, he worked for me once. I'm ashamed that I hired him. The guy is going to go to jail, Sean.
News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
You always said that I'd be back again.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
June. June bugs. Weddings, maybe. Vacations and hot weather.
Alabama, and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician, he'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Supreme Court rules in most cases police need a warrant to see a suspect's cell phone location records.
A 5-4 opinion authored by Chief Justice John Roberts and joined by the court's four liberal justices confirms an expectation of privacy in the record of physical movements, even if those records are held by a third party.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Tariffs on some American products have taken effect in the European Union in response to President Trump taxing their steel and aluminum. So now,
the president threatening more tariffs again on Twitter, writing, based on the tariffs and trade barriers long placed on the U.S. and its great companies and workers by the European Union, if these tariffs and barriers are not soon broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here, he wrote.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, hi, everybody. It looks like another active thunderstorm day here in the state today with partial sunshine, cloudy much of the time, with a high around 91, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms could reach severe limits with damaging wind gusts. They'll fade out overnight, overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow is more of a routine summer day, a sun and cloud mix, high around 92, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Sunday, closer to 94 for a high, lots of sunshine, rain chances small, not quite zero, and better rain chances on Monday. Stay on top of the weather changes all the time with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are.
Some people have hearts of stone.
Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hola, boys.
How are you?
Fine, how are y'all?
Doing good.
Great. I had two things, really. Peter Strzok, I remember some months back you were talking about who can be investigated by the IG and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the only reason that Peter Strzok wasn't fired until he was fired is because they were waiting for the IG report, or Horowitz wanted to make sure the IG report was out. So if he had any other questions, he could go back to him.
Well, now, the next IG report, though, is going to be exactly about Strzok, because it's going to be about the Russian probe.
Right. But this first one involved him, right, and the Lisa Page text. You got that right?
Right. Well, I'm not sure why Horowitz put that out there first. The first report was about the Clinton email investigation, but he chose to get that out there fast. And I'm not sure why, because what he was texting about was not about the Clinton email investigation.
Maybe that was the Democrat in him. But, the other thing, I understand that we don't know what was being shopped to the Trump campaign as far as the emails were going. Maybe I read too many Tom Clancy books, but wouldn't it be interesting if they were trying to get those emails that Hillary did in fact have on her server to say that Trump and the Russians colluded to get those emails, and here's the proof because Trump tried to use those against her.
Or maybe another way of doing it is they say yes, and so that's collusion with Russia, and then they knew that the emails were going to be leaked, not because that Russia hacked it, but by somebody at the DNC got into the system and sent it to WikiLeaks, which is what Assange has said had actually happened.
And wouldn't that give the Hillary campaign coverage as far as being able to be prosecuted by those documents because of the chain of custody?
No,
wouldn't she have some type of legal coverage in that regard?
I'm not sure that they're saying that there's not anything in the investigation I don't think that eliminates her from double jeopardy. So, in other words, I think they could go in and say, wait a minute, we looked at this information, this person was biased, and they were not doing the investigation right. We're going to do the investigation right, and we're going to recreate everything. Bring Uba Abedin, Cheryl Mills, Hillary Clinton back in, and this time put her under oath and take the information to a grand jury. Those are the things that were missing. That right. Hillary Clinton went under oath and they never took anything to a grand jury.
All right. That's what I was getting at. Do you think that if their head plan had worked and the Trump campaign had taken the information, that she would have had coverage?
I don't know how to read that, because the Assange emails were not the stuff that came off of the Hillary Clinton's server. They were the things that came out of the DNC back and forth with that server and the Clinton Foundation server.
Okay. I get confused with all the emails.
I know. But those are two separate topics, though.
Okay. Well, love your show, Dan. I would like to be in on the Sweet Creek.
You got it, Eric. Give me your month and day of birth.
128.
128. You got it, my friend. We're going to be doing the drawing next hour, okay?
Gracias, amigo. Tengo un buen fin de semana.
I'm sorry?
Bye. Have a good weekend.
You too.
I didn't catch that part either.
I didn't.
Eric's got one of those phones, you know.
Yeah, one of those phones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to single out any phones, but you know who you are.
Uh-huh. Let's do this. Trump is speaking on immigration to a group of law enforcement people. Looks like the sheriffs from all over the place secure our borders. I like that. Let me see the clippos here. Okay, let's start with Rudy. And he's going to be talking about these holdovers that are in the Mueller group.
How does Hillary get away with not going to jail here? I mean, is the statute of limitations passed? We know that the investigation was tainted. Why don't they reopen it?
Well, they are. I believe Horowitz is doing it from an IG point of view. I'm hoping and praying the FBI is doing it from a criminal.
He doesn't have the power to do that, though.
Pardon me?
He doesn't have the power to do that.
No, he can initiate an investigation. He is doing it. And make a report like he just did. And then the Justice Department can take it up as a criminal investigation. I did a few of those.
Let me ask you this. A clear question. In light of all of this, that it was tainted from the beginning, and that the investigation from the beginning obviously was done by people that had a bias, that would render it illegitimate in any objective person's mind. Do you foresee any circumstances under which you would allow the president to talk to Mueller and his team? I have to ask the question. This is my job.
So far, I still have all my senses, and I'm a heck of a lawyer, and I get drummed out of the profession if I did. I mean, the reality is you don't put your client in a kangaroo court. I'm going to have him go in with a guy like Weissman, who was at her loss party, or somebody who donated $36,000 to her campaign, an investigation started by Strzok with an undetermined number of agents presently there who have equal amount of bias expressed in text messages.
How sad,
now,
Mr.
How
Mayor.
About getting them, Sean? I say to the director of the FBI, shame on you if you don't catch those guys and throw them out like you threw Strzok out, and you took a year and a half to do that.
You know, I'm kind of surprised that somebody didn't ask the question unless they were worried about the answer. Did you look at the Comey and McCabe emails, and did you look at Loretta Lynch and Yates text messages? Because if he would have said yes, the next question was, did you find anything? He said, I can't answer that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an ongoing investigation. See, there's so many pieces of the puzzle that are so close to being drawn together. It's just that next step is going to be this Russia probe, and when they look at it. So let's stay with Rudy, and that went out?
Yeah, I think that was.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I can see why you want to hear more Rudy.
Oh, yeah. Rudy's like loaded, ready for Baya. Okay, let me go down this thing real quick. You remember the picture? There was a picture of the little girl crying?
Yes.
That's on the front cover of Time magazine?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to really dig into this, but I've been seeing stuff, what you're about to present here.
Okay, guys, you remember this. So the girl crying, and what Time magazine is, took a picture of the girl crying and put it on the front cover with this big thing of Donald Trump, a drawing of Donald Trump where he looks like a giant and she's crying because he's in his presence. Well, and I'm proud of CBS for doing this, but they wanted to kind of set the record straight here. This is interesting.
First time we're hearing from a Border Patrol agent involved in a dramatic scene that's come to symbolize U.S. immigration policy. The picture of a Honduran girl crying as she and her mother are detained in Texas has grabbed people's attention worldwide. Time magazine put her on its cover, but the photo might be a little misleading. In an interview you'll see only on CBS this morning, the border agent shows us what happened in the moments before it was taken.
You may have seen the photo, even shared it on social media. A lot of people have. There is some misinformation surrounding what happened, and we wanted to try and clear it up. All week we've been trying to get an interview with this Border Patrol agent to get his account. And so now you're about to hear from the agent and the photographer who were together for nearly 10 hours on a ride-along. A lot of you have asked us, where are the mother and child right now? We can confirm that they are together. The federal government tells us they are being housed at a facility in Texas right now. Here now is the Border Patrol agent who detained them.
We were patrolling the border. It was after 10 o'clock at night.
That is Border Patrol agent Carlos Ruiz, who says he was the first to encounter Sandra Sanchez and her young daughter after they allegedly crossed the Rio Grande River into Texas illegally.
We asked her to set the kid down in front of her, not away from her. She was right in front of her. And so we can properly search the mother. So the kid immediately started crying as he set it down. I personally went up to the mother and asked her, are you doing okay? Is the kid okay? And she said, yes. She's tired and thirsty. It's 11 o'clock at night.
11 o'clock at night. Been traveling for a couple of months. She's tired and thirsty. Versus the way it was presented is that the big bad border guy was taking the mom and the kid was, oh no, don't do that to my mommy. And everything was calm. And so that was a total misrepresented photograph. But now listen to the photographer talking about it. And let me tell you, this, when I was there at the White House and watching these photographers do things and how they're trying to capture a moment in something so they can report a story a particular way, and I'll tell you a story about it.
When I took this picture, I knew it would be important. I had no way of knowing that it would touch people quite on the level that it has.
That's Getty photographer John Moore, who joined Ruiz for a nearly nine-hour ride-along on the border. He was just feet from Sanchez and the little girl.
I asked her how long she'd been traveling, and she gave me this very weary look, and she said she'd been on the road with her daughter for a month. Imagine doing that with children. It's almost impossible to imagine, actually.
Moore's image is now on the cover of Time magazine, next to a picture of the president.
They're using it to symbolize a policy, and that was not the case on this picture. It took less than 2 minutes. As soon as the search was finished, she immediately picked the girl up, and the girl immediately stopped crying.
Moore says Ruiz and other agents acted professionally that night, but he is happy with the cover and the response to the image.
Oftentimes, immigration is talked about in terms of statistics, and when you put a human face and you humanize an issue, you make people feel. And when you make people feel, they have compassion. And if I've done just a little bit of that, then that's okay.
Okay. So what he just told you is he's editorializing with the picture, which is what they do all the time.
Well, and separate from, and the way that it got spun politically, I think, is very wrong, very biased. But, I mean, you see that photo, and I, of course, want to know, what is the story of this little girl? What was that travel? What is it like? Why do you go through all this? Remove the politics. But to take it and to make it like a political football is where it's frustrating.
Well, particularly if you're on the road for a month with a little kid.
Right.
I mean, every parent, everybody who's raised kids out there would go, oh, my God, that would be almost near impossible.
Right.
But what they made it is that it was the border patrol, border agent seizing the mom, and that's what did it. Not tired, not late, not hungry, not thirsty. I mean, you take a little kid, I mean, this kid's probably three, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and they just snuck over from the Rio Grande in a raft, in a float. And they go, oh, you're traumatizing the kids. Let me tell you something. Trying to go over and do a night crossing of the Rio Grande and not be protected, detected, I mean, that would be kind of scary. And they put everything that the Border Patrol is doing is bad, but nothing that the parent did on the way here had anything wrong with it. Why? Because they were with the parent, and parents can do no wrong. So just send their kid 2,000 miles to a country they've never seen in their lives. New Talk 93.1. We'll be back right after this.
If what you're looking for is real love,
the Dan Morris Show.
Then what you see is what you get. Ha! What you see,
what you see,
is what you get.
It's what you get.
I said, what you
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, there are a bunch of these stories. The one of the pediatrician, the whole thing about the kids crying is only an audio tape. And things like this. I think they may not be made up, but I think they're being misrepresented as something different than what it really was. Before I go to this next clip, a reminder that Brubaker Motors is the sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Go by and see Duke Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. You know, they do a lot in this community, in the River Region. I mean, in what they do to help in the community, the jobs that they create, the service that they give, and also the great automobiles that they handle. So, as Duke Brubaker says, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, as long as you go by and see what they have and what they offer at Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Let's play this next clip.
We are also fathers. We are also sons. We are also have families. And we do care and we do our jobs and we treat these people as humanely and as best as we possibly can.
So we have more information about where the mother and daughter are being kept right now. They are currently in the custody of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and they are being housed at the South Texas Family Residential Center in Dilley, Texas. Now, ICE tells us in this statement that immigration proceedings are ongoing. You should also know this. ICE says on June 3rd, 2013, the mother who you just saw in that story was encountered, detained, and arrested by immigration officials in Hebronville, Texas. She was transferred to ICE custody in 2013 and deported to Honduras. And so they're saying this is now her second time coming into the country illegally. Again, she and the daughter are together, and Border Patrol says at no point were they ever separated. Not in the custody of Border Patrol, and ICE is saying they haven't been separated in our custody. We have not been able to talk to the mother. We can only go by what the government officials are telling us.
But you did hear from the Border Patrol guy, and he told you what had happened.
Well, and if it's her second time crossing illegally, that rises from a misdemeanor to a felony.
Yeah, now that I've been listening, I kind of understand what they're doing. Basically, if you come over then illegally and you can't prove asylum, and which is a whole bunch of all the people that are coming over, then they basically pack you up and send you back.
What? How would it work? I've always wondered this. Like, say I'm in Mexico, I want to go hang out in San Diego for a day, and I go to the official, you know, entry point. Is that allowed even? Like, I have a passport, I want to hang out in the U.S. and
stuff. Oh, yeah, that's allowed. If you have a passport, yeah.
Hmm.
You just can't. It depends on where you go beyond that.
Okay. Because I know there's a lot of that going on.
Oh, yeah.
At these main borders.
And all these places, because what you have is a whole bunch of people that come over and become day workers, and then they go back.
Right.
That night, and they spend the night in Mexico, but they go do day jobs in the United States. Let me do this.
Okay.
Oh, boy, Mrs. Listening. We got another listener to our show. I really like it when we pick up new listeners and they get plugged in on the Dan Morris Show. We always like that. Let's try to get in Peter Alexander talking about this border issue since we're there. Oh, by the way, Peter Alexander had his total amount of time for this report was 4 minutes. That is a lot for Peter Alexander. He's normally about the 2:30 mark, 3 if it's really good, but 4 minutes is a lot. And this is back to what the media is doing. They're putting the emphasis on the border and the chaos of it. Let's listen in.
More chaos, more confusion as the Trump administration tries to roll back that widely rejected policy separating children from their parents. This morning, even as a senior Homeland Security official tells NBC News that 500 of those children have been reunited since May, the Pentagon has now been tasked to drop plans to house up to 20,000 more migrant children on military bases beginning as early as July next month. All of this as the First Lady gets a firsthand look at this crisis.
This morning, a mother's mission. Melania Trump fresh off an unannounced trip to the border, visiting a temporary shelter for migrant children separated from their parents.
And I also like to ask you how I can help to these children to reunite with their families as quickly as possible.
The First Lady and the President on separate tracks. Mrs. Trump deploying herself as America's Secretary of Compassion. Her husband hosting his cabinet, hammering home his hard-line approach.
If we took zero tolerance away, you would be overrun as a country. You'd have millions of people pouring through our border.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Don't forget, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Madison Avenue, two locations, one on Bell Road. You're going to go on a trip, you need Don Duncan to take a look at that car. You need tires, you need Don Duncan on your side. You need some type of automotive repair, Don Duncan is the guy. Go by and see them. Tell them, and particularly Don, that you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.